Welcome to Love Well and Purpose, a podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. Lanes matter. If you're driving down the road, you want every car to stay in their lane unless they're using their blinker and safely merging. Lanes provide a structure and safety. We're going to talk about lanes, how to find our lane, and how to stay in that lane in order to love well. Let's get to it. Not only do roads have lanes marked on them, but you can find lanes in competitive swimming pools, on racetracks, and even in bowling alleys. Lanes are in place to provide safety and structure. A bowling lane has gutters on either side to keep the bowling ball from rolling over into someone else's space. Imagine if swimmers didn't have their lanes marked. It would be incredibly easy to veer off course and bump into another swimmer. Lanes do not hold one back from their destination, but instead help the individual arrive in a healthy manner. My word for this year is actually a phrase: stay in your lane. I posted about this on Instagram about 6 weeks ago, but I think it's important to talk about it a little bit more. For many years, I've worked hard to be what others thought I should be. At times, I would buck up against the expectations, but when I did, I was almost always shut down. I was too much or not enough. It was exasperating and left me feeling deflated. Over the past year, a whole heap bunch of things got turned upside down in my life. Not just COVID, but other things as well. I began to realize that the expectations others had for me could be tossed aside. Others' expectations are not the same as God's calling and design for my life. During the season, I began to think about how many times I had been told outright or in subtle fashion to stay in my lane. It was always said with a negative undertone. I was overstepping. My ideas weren't welcome. Stay in your lane. Then, about 2 months ago, I discovered these two verses in the Message version. Galatians 6, verses 4 through 5 says, "Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life." This translation of verses I've read many times before caught me. Don't compare. Take responsibility for doing the creative best with my own life? Wow. So basically, stay in your lane and do what God's called you to do. I think this verse is so important when it comes to loving others well. Listen, people will always want you to look, think, and act like them. That's not what God has called us to. He has given us our own talents, gifts, hobbies, and passions that are unique to us. Side note, while hospitality is a spiritual gift some possess, the biblical call to show hospitality is not reserved for a select few, so no excuses. If we try to host elaborate parties when we hate throwing parties, the guests won't really feel loved and appreciated. They'll pick up on our tension and feel tense too. If you hate playdates, organizing a monthly playdate is not the work you have been given. Take time to think about what brings you joy. In what environment do you feel most fulfilled loving on others? Are you really good at engaging in one-on-one conversations? Are you a prayer warrior who is faithful to pray when someone offers a prayer request? Are you the life of the party and love throwing parties? Maybe you're super organized and you love others well by volunteering to do admin work for your church office. Every one of these scenarios is a way to love well. You don't have to love others in the same way as everyone else. In the New Living Translation of Galatians 6:5, it says, "For we are each responsible for our own conduct." You aren't responsible for how other people show hospitality and love, but you are responsible for your conduct. I want to be known as a person who loves well, and I hope you do too. My challenge this week is simple. Find your lane and stay in it. Narrow down what ways you most enjoy loving others well. Volunteering in your church's nursery, writing handwritten notes, having new neighbors over for dinner, or something else entirely. Find your lane, then stay there. Do the work that God has called you to until He moves you. Loving well on purpose requires our creative best. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you subscribe as well as share it with your friends and encourage them to join us. Leaving a review is helpful in making my podcast more visible to others. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelb.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.